Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
Garbage in, garbage out. It's not a fancy cliche. Your words, attitude and the way you live reflect what you are on the inside. And what you are within is what you have been consistently putting into your heart and mind. Hello there. My name is Solomon Arrow, and I'm delighted to have you listening in. Today, I'm speaking on the topic, Taking Strides for Personal Improvement and a Successful Life, Part 2, Foundation for a Meaningful Life. Sometime in 2009, it was in the news that a teenager in the US shot and killed about four of his schoolmates. Everyone at his home and neighborhood was dismayed because they knew him to be a nice and well-behaved boy. However, when asked how he could do such a dreadful thing, he said, "That's easy, I do it every day." He was referring to one of his video games. The cornerstone for a meaningful life lies in understanding our humanness, that tremendous quality of being a human being, which the world seems to be fast losing in this generation. Rabbi Zachariah says, "We are called human beings, not human doings. To be is more important, and it must be the basis of to do. You cannot find true fulfillment in what you do unless you understand whom you are as designed by your Creator. What you do must stem from who you are. The essence of a humanness finds its root in the fact that we carry the DNA of the Creator. We are made in God's image and His likeness. It is in Him that we live, move, and have a being. If you do not understand this, you will most unlikely treat yourself right, or you will not treat others right. Otherwise, your life will be governed by humanism. It is through understanding your humanness that you will come to terms with the fact that an assault on another human being is an assault on his or her creator." In the first part of Taking Strides for Personal Improvement and a Successful Life, I presented some truths which I summarize as follows. Essential and impactful change in one's life begins from within oneself. Taking responsibility for your life and changing your thinking patterns can break the cycle of a life going nowhere. You must develop the mindset of a gardener or the mentality of a farmer and begin planting, nurturing, and pruning the garden of your life to produce the desired result of what you want your life to become. You must be persuaded that it is God's will for you to become what He desires for you and for you to have true success in life. Everyone has a deep yearning for meaning and fulfillment in life, and we consistently seek improvement and accomplishment. We are wired that way. I believe the writing of the book of Ecclesiastes, a short book that offers a very interesting reading, was motivated by the search for meaning in life and the meaning of life. You can glean a lot from it, especially thoughts about purpose, meaning, and success in life. King Solomon, the author, delved into many things in search of meaning in life. Solomon's father, King David, was unique, and one of his prayers was, "Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your principles, then I will not be disgraced when I compare my life with your word." David's prayer was that his life would always mirror God's principles. Principles are like a compass. I believe the Bible is the ultimate life compass. When you follow your judgment in opposition to its guidance, you eventually lose bearing and get lost in the world jungle. Getting lost in the woods does not quickly become apparent. It can be life-threatening. In a jungle, one can wander for hours or even days only to discover you are in the middle of nowhere. Or, if you are fortunate, you can get back to the same spot where you began if you know the way from there. For some people, that realization takes several years to come to. You should be comparing your life with God's word, not with other people. Do not be at the place where God's life-guiding word and your life are in contrast. Even in what you might consider little things, your life is too precious. Nothing about it is insignificant. The first area you should consistently be working at for personal improvement is in your heart and mind. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life, says one of the great sages of human history. Why am I starting here? It is because your heart is the seat of your belief system, the control center that runs your life. The tree takes its roots from here. The seeds of greatness or mediocrity, morality or immorality, are planted here. Wisdom or folly takes residence in your heart based on what you feed it with. Failure or success begins here. A man is first wealthy or poor in his mind before it manifests. Garbage in, garbage out. It's not a fancy cliche. Your words, attitude, and the way you live reflect what you are on the inside. And what you are within is what you have been consistently putting into your heart and mind. How does one get either trash or good things into his heart? There are two vital entry points here, the ear gate and the eye gate. What you consistently listen to and see, you start to visualize. It gets into your subconscious and affects your thinking patterns, which in turn motivate your words and actions. It is this principle that drives advertising and much of TV programming and other information and entertainment systems. The boy who murdered his schoolmates in the story above became comfortable with killing people, albeit through innocent entertainment. The sanctity of human life was trampled upon and it became meaningless to him. Daily, he virtually entertained himself with killing people. I am tempted to ask, what are you seeing and hearing for entertainment? Is it wholesome? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inner depths of his heart. No matter your yardstick for doing well, if you're not doing well in the depths of your heart, then you're not doing well anywhere else. This is God's standard. Doing well spiritually begins with having a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, knowing Him personally and walking with Him intimately. Put succinctly, if you desire to improve your life, you must consistently work at transforming your heart and mind by controlling what you read, listen to, watch, and the people that influence you the most. The Bible is the greatest book to read and meditate upon daily. It is the manual of life. Unfortunately, several Christians open their Bibles only on Sunday mornings. That is even when the preacher says, "Please, let's open our Bibles too." I'm sure you're not one of those. You can also find positive, life-transforming material in several good books, magazines, wholesome radio and TV programs, the influence of God-fearing friends, and fellowship in a church that teaches the Word of God and models Christ's life. These can transform your life forever. Feed your heart and mind with great stuff. They say, you are what you eat. You need to dump the junk you've been feeding on. You can survive on junk food for a while, but eventually, the telltale signs that you have been harming yourself begin to show. Your life is too precious. Do not mess it up. Prove it. Today, I pray for you, asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you will know Him better. A truly successful life begins here. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.